Here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 3rd of May, 2017. It's the birthday of the man who wrote, "A prince never lacks legitimate reasons to break his promise." Niccolo Machiavelli, born in Florence, 1469. At a time when Italy was not a unified country, it was a collection of city-states, a time of instability, Machiavelli lost his job when the city government of Florence was overthrown by the Medici family, and he wrote his book, The Prince, in 1513 as an instruction manual on obtaining and holding on to power, in hopes that he could impress the Medicis and get a job with them. He wrote that morality was irrelevant when it came to running a state, that rulers should be willing to do evil when necessary to hold on to power and maintain security. It's the birthday of the photographer and social reformer Jacob Riis, born in Ribe, Denmark, 1849, whose flash photographs of living conditions in the slums of New York helped bring about housing reforms. It's the birthday of the Israeli poet and novelist Yehuda Amichai, born Ludwig Pfeffer in Würzburg, Germany, 1924, moved to Palestine, became an Israeli citizen, and was one of the first poets to write in colloquial Hebrew. And it's the birthday of the poet and novelist May Sarton, born in Vondelgem, Belgium, 1912, came to this country as a child, thought she would go into the theater, and then a series of her sonnets was published in Poetry Magazine in 1930, and she decided to become a writer. Also a memoirist, her memoir Journal of a Solitude came out in 1973. She had a stroke in 1990. She couldn't write anymore, but she produced three more journals and a volume of verse by dictating them into a tape recorder. Here's a poem for today by Julie Sheehan, Polar Bear in the Central Park Zoo. Watched captivating, he swims to the rocky shelf and berths a beat before pushing off with plate-sized foot, belly up, yellow head plowing a watery furrow. He soaks a forepaw, backstrokes the water once idly, but with force enough to speed his streamlined bulk across the dole of open sea he's fathomed utterly. He dives as if tethered, submerged body spread and flat against the viewing glass, mounted momentarily a trophy hide on the lodge wall. Watchers shriek, but he moves on, his fixed orbit, waterlogged planet, up to the rock, a push, one backstroke, dive, eyes closed the while, his swim compulsory as a Busby Berkeley routine, has captivated the bear too, or made him half captive, while the other half, repeating his invention move for move, seeks a different outcome, a new mercy, colder, austere, more genuine ice. Polar Bear in the Central Park Zoo, a poem by Julie Sheehan, from Orient Point, published by W.W. Norton and Company, and used by permission here in the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. And by Staples, with print and marketing solutions designed to promote businesses, including business cards, presentations, large banners, and posters, printed in-store or ordered online. Learn more at Staples and staples.com. Staples. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.